is Joseph Coco. I'm at 8-2014 on behalf of Becca Hilburn's Art Process blog, Keep On Truckin' Natto Soup. If you could introduce yourself, Babs.
Hi, I'm Babs Tarr, and I'm the new artist on DC's Batgirl.
Awesome. So what's bringing you to Ape this year?
I did Ape last year, and I signed up for it again, but in between that time, I got this amazing comic gig. So right now I'm promoting my first issue ever of Batgirl, my first comic issue ever.
Okay.
And I'm really excited. It comes out on Wednesday.
And what date is that for a viewer? Is that, by the time this is up,
October,
I believe it's going to be out.
October 8th it comes out.
Okay.
And,
can you tell us?
Issue 35.
Sorry?
It's issue 35 of that.
Awesome. So can you tell us your experience with working in the DC comic realm?
It's been amazing. Since I got pulled on, like, my writers were super welcoming. Like, Cameron Stewart kind of plucked me out of, like, obscurity and dropped me on this book. And
Was he familiar with the illustration work, or someone had given you...
He apparently had been a fan for, like, a couple years.
Awesome.
And they actually offered Batgirl to him to, like, write and draw, and he just got Fight Club, so he didn't have the time to do Batgirl full time, so he said, okay, let's do this, like, let me create the team and help write, and, you know, because I can't say no to this, I want to be involved.
Definitely.
So he found me and Brendan Fletcher, the co-writer, and even when he contacted me, he did not have a job yet.
A good transition period for you to come in on this.
Yeah, okay. And like Cameron, I know he submitted my name along with like 20 other artists, like very capable people, and he told me that, and I was like, okay, let me know like when DC like hires me.
Yeah, because that's really gonna happen,
it was, like,
right?
So absurd. Like, I've never done a comic before, or even a sequential page, and my style just didn't look like anything that DC was publishing.
No, so certainly not.
It just felt like a long shot, so I was like, okay, Cameron. So, he was like, I was like, how real is this? Like, how real? And he's like, well, like, I think they're ready for a change, so they might go for you, so let's go for it, I said. I was like, okay, let's do it. Like, I can't lose anything, you know? So he submitted my name with a list of 20 other artists, and then it was down a little bit of time, like, it was down to two people. And then, me about that, and I was like, are you serious? And then not too long after that, I got an email from an actual editor, and the editor on the book, Katie Kubrick at the time, and she was like, so do you have any sequential work? And I was like, no, you know I don't have sequential work, Katie, because you talk to Cameron all the time. And I was like, no, but please let me do some test pages. So Cameron kind of helped me out with those. Like, he wrote me a little script, and then
deciding what the key moments basically are to represent.
You know, because it was much more like the cute, cozy stuff I'm used to drawing, but like the action stuff was kind of tougher, like the page flow and like little things like that, which I've learned so much since then, but I fixed it up, and then we sent it to the editor, and the very next day they gave me the title.
That is amazing.
Yeah, so I'm still to pinch myself, but it's even like a real thing that's happening.
Do you think your style is going to permeate into DC a little bit more, or this is just kind of a one-off sort of thing that they're testing out?
I think my style fits the tone of the book.
Okay.
So, like, we're kind of doing, like, this, like, youthful, like, young, like, energetic, like, tough, like, sexy book. So I think if they were to do something this similar in story-wise, like, I think my style would fit, but it's definitely not for every... Every person, like a bat book, if you like mysteries, and a bat book if you like
stories.
Yeah, so. Well, you know, I think the readers grow up and they're trying to make the stories grow up with them, but then you like forget about the younger audience.
Yeah, where it all started.
Good that they're like branching out like that. So maybe, you know, if it's appropriate. But I think it's going to definitely open the doors for more art styles and more tones of the books, which I think is going to be good.
Okay. Yeah. And do you have any advice to an artist who has maybe more of a cutesy or independent comic sort of style who's trying to pitch to Marvel or DC?
I don't know. They kind of came to me, so it's like, it's weird.
Yeah.
But I would just say, you know, just follow your heart and like put your heart into what you're working on and put your blinders on and just like move forward and good things will happen. Like if you just work hard and try to better yourself and just be ambitious, like nothing's going to happen. Like something good's going to happen. So just like keep going.
Illustration fans that you've built up responded to you doing Batgirl. Are they excited about it?
I think they're really excited because, you know, they're a fan of my work and they get like every page be like full of my drawings. I think people just are really excited that they get more of it.
Right. So they're just consuming it because you're illustrating it, even if they're not the most excited about Batgirl.
Yeah.
But yeah, you certainly have a great style, so I can understand that.
Thank you. Yeah. I can like bring more people into comics. Like I know a lot of girls are like, I don't really read comics, but I love your style, so I'm gonna like buy your book. And I'm just like, that's awesome. You know, maybe it'll open more doors for them and they'll build their audience. So that's cool.
Yeah. Like you were talking earlier, mainstream, I think, could definitely try to broaden their audience a little bit. It seems to be focused mostly on males who want to see a lot of action.
Yeah.
And you can still do an action comic that isn't necessarily targeted at males or even just do a non-action comic. I mean, heaven forbid.
Yeah, it's just open for more people, like with a wider audience. I think guys would enjoy this book, too. It's just,
certainly. I'm going to check it out when it comes out, for sure.
Hope you guys like it.
Okay. And what's been your experience at APE? You've been coming for how long now?
This is my second year tabling.
Okay.
And my first year, I was just walking around, and I remember so mad because I didn't have a table.
Okay.
I was like, never again. And, this is my second year.
You were just excited by all the buzz, or everyone you knew was at the show?
It
or?
Just kills me to not have a table and like be representing myself.
Yeah.
You know, like, I see all these people who got their...
Following the Batgirl.
Yeah, like I get more buzz on the table. And last year was actually my first convention ever.
Oh, wow.
Last year. And I actually did pretty okay at that convention, too. So,
So are you finding that you're enjoying the sequential stories more than just doing illustration work? Or are you trying to tell, like, brief stories with your illustration in the first place?
Yeah, I think I try to tell a story with my little illustration.
In the game industry briefly. Did I hear that right? Okay, you were just doing illustration work for them or concept art?
When I graduated college, I came out to San Francisco and it was a very editorial-based illustration department.
Yeah.
So all of our teachers used to do magazine illustrations and newspaper illustrations, so that's kind of the only thing I was familiar with. And I got out of school and I was like, okay, and this is kind of a rule of thumb because it takes like 2 years for you to like kind of get steady work after you graduate. So you got to put in the time, do the grind.
Every program.
Then, yeah. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do that illustration. I'm going to move out.
out. Yeah.
But I kept seeing these like 2D artists, like full time positions.
Yeah, especially for like mobile games and that sort of thing was really prominent at that time.
And,
yeah.
Like, it was just a ton of them all over San Francisco. So I applied to one.
Freedom to do what you want.
Yeah, it kind of like made me kick my butt to like motivate me to, you know, pursue what my heart, you know, just my heart was into. After a year, I got super bored and I started making my own stuff. And I think out right out of school, you get kind of scared and you get kind of frozen. And I think that's exactly what happened to me. And at one point, I was just like, I don't care if I fail or lose, I'm just going to make. And I think that's the best thing a young artist can do is just to.
How long are you going to be doing the Batgirls line?
Right now it's like indefinitely, so I don't know when
awesome.
It's going to end. But I'm sure you know sales are going to add to that, guys. So if you're into it,
go out, buy the comic.
Thank you. Yes. Exactly. So
it's a good message. Buy my work. So do you have any other, obviously Batgirl is going to be the majority of your time in the future, but do you have anything else that we could be looking forward to, conventions you're attending in the near future?
Yeah,
or?
I'm going to a ton. I'm going to New York Comic Con, and then I'm going to Leeds, in Thought Bubble in England, and then I'm going to CTNX, I'm going to WonderCon, I'm going to Emerald City Comic
Con. Is DC sponsoring all this, or you're going?
The conventions do, so they like, they contact you, and they fly you out, and they'll put you up in a hotel.
That is great.
Yeah.
To just have everything covered for you.
Yeah.
You're going to make the fans jealous. But no, I'm just, hopefully
You'll
some of them will be able to make it and check out your work online or at those conventions. So where could we find your work other than at comic shops, obviously, where Batgirls being?
Babs.com is my website. And then if you want to see kind of my more doodly, like fun blog, you can go to
Do you have any advice to an artist who's considering attending APE for the first time? Tabling at APE?
Tabling?
Yeah.
Just, you know, come prepared. Give them a wide range of things to buy. Like, I try to have, like a lower-end stuff for, like, $1. So, like, even if they really love your work, but maybe they're not want to commit to a big purchase or they don't want to buy, like, they don't have enough money to buy a big print, they can take something home and still brag about meeting you and be excited about it.
Yeah. Because if someone likes your image, they can find something with it on it that they could use, basically, even if they're not necessarily a print person.
I think I would say, like, don't try to, like, attack people. Just let them, like, be curious and come to your table and, like, chat them up casually.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the interview. I hope you have a good APE, and congratulations on the Batgirl.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Up and Conning Artist. A video version is available on the Natasoup YouTube channel, along with some convention recaps. And if you wouldn't mind, please consider supporting Becky Hilburn by contributing to her Patreon, or checking out her Tiny People comic at 7inchkara.com and wherever books are sold.